Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Amy and Indy with your 10 AM Zedlines. In local news, SAQ water long-term modelling indicated the water grid storage could drop to 50% in November 2024 in southeast Queensland if dry conditions continue. The General Manager for Customer Strategy and Planning, Ross Meyer, says there is a comprehensive drought response plan which outlines different actions and mitigation measures with dam levels across the water grid. Water Minister Glenn Butcher says, quoted, "It works closely with water service providers to increase general water efficiency messaging, including the voluntary steps we can all take to use water wisely."
Former Brisbane City Councillor Jonathan Sirenganathan is offering lessons on how to resist eviction. The Greens mayoral candidate has said he will teach people to stop evictions with methods including physically blocking police from entering a house. He has stated that these classes are a result of the government not supporting people at risk of homelessness. The Real Estate Institute of Queensland has criticised Sirenganathan for teaching people to break the law, even though the workshop itself isn't illegal. His response was, quote, "The Real Estate Institute of Queensland is training real estate agents on how to make people homeless."
In national news, a regional Victorian council based Coast Shine Sheriff Council calls for clear rules for flood safety, building developments amid concern about erosion and the rise of sea levels. Mayor of the council, Michael Whelan, says the unclear rules about floods in coastal areas has caused problems for council, developers and landholders. A study found the rising sea levels will likely erode and inundate waterfront homes in Invernorth by 2070. Inverness resident Dave Sutton says, quoted, "We need to have a serious look at what's going to happen into the future and what we are going to leave our kids and their kids for the future."
A Northern Victorian council has approved 16 townhouses to be built in the Murray River town of Echuca, an area that was significantly impacted by last year's floods. A resident has described the Campaspe Shire Council's plan as absolutely crazy because the site is on the unprotected side of a temporary levee and went completely underwater in October. The North Central Catchment Management Authority has strongly objected to the $4.7 million proposal and applied with a group of residents to stop the development. After hearings in May and June, the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal dismissed the applications, clearing the way for council approval.
In international news, the proposed changes to Chinese public security laws worries legal experts who says the amendments could be used arbitrarily. The punishment would apply to criminalized comments, clothing or symbols which undermines the spirit or harm the feelings of the Chinese. The violation of the law could lead to detention for up to 15 days and fines up to 5,500 yuan, around $1,068, according to the law. A user on China's social media platform Weibo wrote, "Today they can prevent you from wearing certain clothes. Tomorrow they can prevent you from speaking. Then the day after they can prevent you from thinking."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.